The season rolling right along toward the end of the regular season and getting ready for the playoffs. The softball playoff brackets have been revealed, and we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute. We're going to speak right now with the head coach for St. Eban, Coach Bill Sherbrin. Coach, I appreciate the time. Good to have you back on the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob. Thanks for doing this.
Talked about kind of your hot streak last week, and you've kind of continued that momentum through Wednesday night. You guys were 14-2 in your last 16, really kind of putting your best foot forward and kind of hitting your stride at the right time, it looks like.
Yeah, we keep working to get better every day. Had a tough one against Humboldt. Can't quite pull that one off. And that team hits the ball well, and we got to be able to field those balls, but we got to keep at it. Now we're, you know, kind of hitting the home stretch here, and we got to put together a good run here and see what we can do in the postseason.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned that loss to Humboldt. It was a weird deal because you went to play Humboldt on a Tuesday night. That game got shortened because of rain, postponed to the next day. You had to go back Wednesday and play Humboldt and then come back to Fort Dodge and host Clary and Goldfield Dalles. You feel like maybe some of that, I guess, for lack of a better term, being discombobulated, or maybe some of that threw you out of a little bit of rhythm against Humboldt there?
No, I would say no. I mean, it's softball season. We're here to play softball. The start of the game up there at Humboldt, they just, whatever our pitchers were throwing, they were hitting. And it was just, they were just hitting the ball well. It felt like double after double after double, and they were running around the bases, and we just couldn't get them out. And the rain came again, shut us down, and I think score was 10-4. And then we went up the next day, finished it in an afternoon game, and the score finished 10-9. So I was tough on my pitchers that night. I'm not saying they weren't doing a good job, but I felt like there was some pitches we needed to get for strikes, and we weren't doing, and we were falling behind. And so I let them know it. And Ella, the next day, we went up there, and she put it together, and they didn't score another run, and we didn't score enough to win. So disappointing. I would have liked to got that sweep from Humboldt. I don't know, you know, how often that's happened, but I felt like that would have been a good win for us. But, you know, they're a good hitting team. Got to be able to get them out. So,
Coach Bill Sherbrin is my guest. St. Eban softball. The Gales are 14-2 in their last 16 as of Wednesday night with the win over Clary and Goldfield Dalles. Playoff draw. You know, you're going to host the first round game. You've got a bye in that first round. So I guess technically in the second round you're going to host. And then you're looking at a trip to Newell Fonda. Before we talk about Newell Fonda, how much of an accomplishment, what does it mean to you and to the program to be in a situation to host a playoff game?
Well, I think any time you can play at home, there's a benefit to that. So, you know, I guess with the season we've had, I don't know if you deserve the right word, but we earned a right to do that. I think that's pretty neat thing. And I'm still pretty green at this, but to get a bye, I got to believe that's a compliment to our season also. So hosting a playoff game is definitely going to be to our advantage. So hopefully we can knock that first one out and have a good game plan together if we get to head up to Newell Fonda. I guess they have to win their first one too. And, you know, we play the game, and the old saying is that's why you play the game, because anything can happen. So I guess we don't want to overlook the first one, and I suppose they don't either. So.
Yeah,
see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Bill Sherbrin is my guest, St. Eban softball. I'll be honest with you, I kind of expected you guys would get a home game given your body of work during the season, especially what you've done lately. You look at, you know, one of your two losses in the last like 3 weeks is to a ranked team from 2A. You got put in the same regional as Newell Fonda. When you found that out, did you feel like maybe you got a little bit of a bad draw there?
Well, I just found out last night, and obviously I assume they're still the number one team in 1A, you know, I guess disappointed could be the word, but I don't know anything about many of the other teams, and I look down in the bracket, and they have, you know, equally as good a records. You know, I think one was 18-2 or 18-3 and 17-something. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to beat everybody to get to where you're headed, and you know, if we got to play them early on, we got to be good enough to get by them to get to the next step anyway. So, yes and no. Yes, I felt like, you know, maybe we could have – would have been nice to have an easier draw than them, absolutely. But at the end of the day, we got to win the games to keep moving on, so –
Yeah, and I've seen them. I saw them in the Fort Dodge Softball Invitational last weekend, and I mean they were really good. I mean, they don't look like your typical 1A team would look, or the way that people would think that the 1A team would look. They went toe to toe with Fort Dodge for pretty much that entire game, especially for about five innings. So I was impressed by them. I feel like they could play with anybody. So certainly they're going to be a challenge, but with the way you guys have hit the ball this year, I mean, you're a team that really, in any given game, if you get hot with the bat, you guys can really give anybody fits, because you've been putting it in play, you've been hitting it hard, squaring it up, and you guys as a team are hitting over 350.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to have to happen for us to have a chance at that game. We're gonna have to be patient. We're gonna have to be disciplined. I think if I remember, we played them the first game of the year, and we might only had one hit, and we played poor defense, one hit, swinging at bad pitches. Like, so we're not that team anymore. So, you know, I guess we get to see our growth, and it'll be on display if we get another shot at them to see, you know, how much accomplished we've accomplished over the years. So,
yeah,
kind of look forward to it.
Coach Bill Sherburn is my guest from St. Ebbets Softball. Coach, you know, I look at your numbers after your Wednesday night win against Clear and Goldfield Dalles. You've had, and we've talked about it some with you, you've had some young players that have really come on the scene and made an impact as eighth graders and as freshmen. And I'm looking at one the other night, and a number that jumped out off the page. Eighth grader Ansley Oswald has been kind of somebody that's earned more and more time and become a big key to what you guys do. She's hitting over 500. If I would have told you in the beginning of the season you were going to have an eighth grader hit over 500 at this point in the season, would you have believed it?
No, probably not. She's been a blessing. Once they came on, she stepped right in, and she put the ball in play, and they seem to find holes. And early on, she was hitting it, and they were finding holes. And the last game, I think it was the clearing game, she's squaring it up now, and she's hitting some pretty good line shots out there. And she makes most of the plays in the outfield. She's got a good arm. She's playing really well. And, you know, there's been some talk about where I'm batting in the lineup. And I keep in mind, you know, it's one of those situations where if it's not broke, you know, don't try to fix it. And,
yeah,
you know, there's a few ways I look – my reasons for doing that. And right now we get her on base, and top of the order comes back up. It's almost like a second leadoff down there, so it seems to be working.
Yeah, and I figured that was exactly why you were doing that, is to have kind of a second leadoff hitter, so you don't have an automatic or a majority out in that nine spot. You basically have already flipped your order around when you got a hitter who's hitting over 500 in the nine spot. Another eighth grader has been big for you, Lauren Gibb. Every time I turn around, seems like Lauren Gibb has had a multiple hit game, or has driven in multiple runs at a game, hitting over 400, and is driven in 17, which I believe is second on your club. So another eighth grader that really has stepped right in and picked up on the production for you.
Yeah, for sure. She sees the ball pretty well most of the time. We just need her to stay patient. Stay patient, relax in the box. You know, we've adjusted a few things, and I'm always pretty confident she's going to put the ball in play. So if we got runners on, or we got a chance to get runs in, she's usually got to put the ball in play, so got to get him in scoring position for her. So we work hard at that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, last year, you know, in the playoffs, you guys got hot there, kind of, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but a little bit surprising, I think, to a lot of people. You came on. You feel like this team is poised for another big postseason run?
Well, we hope so. You know, we keep working at getting better, and we keep working on our base running. It's just going to depend. You know, we got a good week leading up to that. You know, we have Webster City this week. We got Hampton. We got North Union coming up. Those three games are going to be good tests for us all the way around going into the I'm not looking ahead going into the postseason. So there'll be good tests. You know, Webster City got two good pitchers. North Union, they slapped the ball around a lot. They put the ball in play, so we got to play good defense. So that is going to be a good week for us getting ready for the postseason, and I hope we can benefit from that.
Coach Bill Sherbrin is my guest, St. Edmund Softball. Coach Bill Sherbrin has been my guest, St. Edmund Softball. Coach, I appreciate your time. I know you're really busy. Continued success and momentum.
All right, appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.